So we are in our second week of our sermon series called Hashtag We Are Blakemore, looking at our value statements as a church. And today we look at our first value statement, which is, we value you just the way you are. Now, we're doing a few different things in worship during this sermon series. Each week, communion is going to be a little different, and the sermon's going to be a little different today. I'm not actually going to speak very much. We have several folks who are joining our church this morning, and so I've invited all of them to come and speak to us. So in a few moments, I'm going to invite them to come up and do that. But before I do that, I do want to touch just a little bit on this passage and then also make an apology to everyone. So first, about this passage. In this passage, I think it typifies what our value is, about being accepted for who we are. In the passage, there are three main characters. There's the father, there's the son who stays home, and the son who leaves. And each of them has their faults, don't they? Each of them has something that we could point to that might have them end up being rejected or not accepted. But in the end, each and every one is invited to come and be part of the family, to be accepted and to be loved. And that's who we want to be as a church. So whether you identify with the father who messes up with his kids and gets them all angry and one so mad that he leaves and goes away, or whether you identify with the son who rebels against his father and runs away and lives kind of wildly, or the one who stays home but harbors resentment in his heart even though everything looks like it's okay on the surface. Whichever one of those you identify with, you are welcome and accepted and loved here at Blakemore, because that's the kind of love that God has for each and every one of us and the kind of love that we want to typify as a church family. Now, I said I also have an apology to make this morning, and so I'll do that now. Last Sunday, we, again, each week we're doing communion a little bit differently. And last Sunday, we had folks come down and kneel at the rails and receive communion in that way. And in the midst of doing it differently, we didn't serve everyone out in the congregation. If folks didn't come forward, then we didn't serve them. And that is my fault, and I'm sorry about that. I didn't ensure that we had somebody who would go out and serve the folks in the congregation, and we didn't go down to the nursery and serve the folks there. And so I apologize to the entire church family. As part of our children's ministry, we talk about the proper apology. And in that, we talk about what it is we've done that's wrong, why it's hurtful to other people, and then how we'll change in the future. And so I want to make that proper apology for us this morning. So I'm sorry that we didn't serve everyone in the congregation. It goes against the value that we're talking about this morning, that everyone is important, that everyone is valuable. And so we should have made sure that every single person had the opportunity to receive communion last week. And so I'm sorry about that. And in the future, especially when we're doing things differently, I will make an intentional effort to make sure that everyone is served. Can you all forgive me? Amen. Thank you. We are called to be a community that embodies love and forgiveness. And so I'm just giving you an opportunity to do that this morning, right? There we go. All right. We have several folks who are joining the church this morning. And so instead of me preaching any longer, I'm going to invite all of them to come forward at this time. And I've asked them, so come on, start moving while I talk so there's not dead air, but come on forward. And as they're coming, I've asked each of them to share three things with us this morning. To share why they came to Blakemore in the first place, why they decided to stay and be part of Blakemore, and then how they hope to be involved with us as a church to share in our common mission and values and ministry. So I'll invite you all to come all the way up to the front. And would you all prefer the handheld mic, or would you prefer to go to the podium? I'll give you the option, so you choose whenever you want. So, everybody come on up. And we've never done this before. I'm hoping this becomes a new tradition for us, that when folks join the church, that they share in this kind of way. So, John, you're closest to the podium, so we'll let you go first. Do you want podium or microphone?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right.
I'm actually not a stranger to one of these things. First, before I get rolling on this, I should probably tell you that the guy, Dave Roark, that had an infected arm that I asked you all to pray for several weeks ago, is healed. And he asked me to thank everybody that prayed for him, so I guess I'm doing that now. How did I end up here? Well, it's actually because of this woman, my fiance Norda. You all know her, I'm sure. I first met Norda at a place called Public Safety Incorporated. They should have called it Public Danger. It was a sink of scum and villainy. They hired me, what do you expect? But they had all kinds of lowlifes working there, you know, convicts, thieves, drug addicts, rapists, Republicans. One day I was walking across the parking lot, and Norda was just pulling out. She asked me if I needed a ride. That's how we first met. I asked her years later, I said, "How'd you know you could trust me? I could have been anything coming from public safety." She said, "I don't know. I just knew you're a good man." And she suggested that I come to Blakemore. It was a different experience for me. That was why I showed up here. The reason I stayed, I tried a couple of different churches. They were not very accepting of the weird getup that I wear and whatnot. I actually went to a Catholic church, had a Catholic deacon. I was in line for communion. He came out and said, "Are you a Catholic?" I said, "Well, I'm universal." Yeah, I'm universal, not MGM. So anyway, but you guys have accepted me. Why did I stay? Well, not only do I get a really great feeling every time I walk in here, I hate to sound like such a hippie, you know, it's like, hey, there's a mellow vibe, dude, you know. But this place came into my life at the perfect time. Norda and I were going through a 40-day study from Rick Warren called 40 Days to Community, and I suddenly realized that the reason why this Christian walk hasn't been working so great for me is I was trying to do it alone. And I suddenly realized how important community is, and by some strange quirk of fate, I ended up at this place. Well, it was pretty obviously a sign in the road, right? You know. How can I serve this fellowship? I consider it a great honor to be invited to join this fellowship. One of the things I think I and everybody else can do is just kind of support the fellowship financially. You know, people rack their brains for all kinds of strategies like, how can I stay in God's will? Jesus gave us a great recipe in Matthew 6:21, he said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You know, so it's not all about money, but that's one important area. The other area is I see a lot of activism. You guys are just champing at the bit, like war horses, looking for ways to benefit and make a difference for the community. I just see that all over the place, and I love that. Blakemore, the little giant, it looks like this little Mayberry church, and it has global connections. So I hope I can be of service to this community and this fellowship. God love you.
Hi, my name is Norda, and I came to Blakemore because my parents and brother have been longtime members of Blakemore, and it just was natural to become a part of Blakemore that way. And the people are just so warm and welcoming and loving, and I don't know what else to say. It's just y'all have made me feel at home and have always been accepting of me. The way I like to get involved with Blakemore is I've done mugs and hugs and altar flowers and tithing to y'all, because it is a great place with all the activities that y'all support. So that I support, I believe in the same things that many of you have. So, and that's it. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Pat Roberts, and the thing that brought me to Blakemore is Marge Rajot. 2.5 years ago, my husband passed away, and that had me to move to Franklin, where my daughter lives. My life changed greatly, and I left my family there in my hometown and my church and my friends, and I came to this wonderful place. I tried some churches in Franklin that my daughter and her family attended, and they were great churches, but they were large and they were unfriendly, and they all seemed like visitors. When I came to Blakemore with Marge, you were all like family. You took me in. You loved me like I am, and I love that about you. I came to the Pathfinders Sunday School class, and it was just a great place. There were people just like me who loved God, and I could see Jesus in you. And that Sunday School class is what will keep me at Blakemore. I've enjoyed being a part of the fundraisers here, the Bridge Bash, and the other things that you have had. I've also enjoyed working at the store. I've enjoyed hugs from Frankie and all of you. I would like to stay here and be a part of this congregation and this church to give my tithes and my prayers and my presence, and to return the love that you give to me. Thank you.
I'm Carlette Forbes, excuse my scratchy voice. The reason that we joined, visited Blakemore, I'm not really sure. We had been talking about joining church, and one weekend we just decided to come here, and I think maybe it was fate. Again, excuse me. Why we came back was because of you all. John, your kindness, your sincerity, these things and more made me glad to be here and want to return. My contribution to Blakemore, I'm not really sure. I hope to be a good friend, and the rest we'll discover together. So thank you for inviting me into your life, into your faith, and into your circle.
Okay, I'm Carlette's husband, and I've been called Ace Forbes all my life. Well, actually, since I was 11 years old. My parents didn't name me that, but in a rural town I grew up in, all the males had nicknames, and it could have been worse. There was a lot of them worse. Both of us joined Belle Meade United Methodist Church back in 1972, and we never got very active in it. And I grew up in the town I grew up in, the Huntingdon United Methodist Church. We were there every time the doors opened, and we always knew we wanted to get involved in a church again. And because of the proximity, I think we drive by this. We used to drive by it all the time. We tried this, and the experience was very, very good. We felt very warm and welcome, and it's been a good experience for us. So I'm not sure. I'm a little bit like her on what our contributions can be. Time will tell. We will contribute any way we can, but I'm not sure what that is right now. But thank everybody for welcoming us.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a crier. I'm Debbie Edwards, and I belong to the Kempers. There was a time that Ashley used to belong to me, but I gave her to Corey. Thank you, Corey. And that's the reason why I'm here, Blakemore. today's a rough day because it's 9/11 and we're from a community that lost good friends. It was a rough day to explain to my children all the tragedy that happened that day. But God was good to our family. And that was the biggest thing that I instilled in my children, was the belief in God. I'm a Catholic. I taught CCD for over 10 years, a communion class, and a first penance class. And I believe that God is good, and I believe that God sent my daughter here to bring me here because only good things have happened since I've come to Tennessee. You guys make me feel like this is one big happy family, and I love coming to church when I can because now I have a job, and unfortunately I do have to work on Sundays. But I walk in this door and I'm happy, so thank you. Thank you for making me feel so blessed and so at home. And what I'd like to give to Blakemore is anything that you request of me or anything that God asks me to do. So I'm open and I'm free, and I'm actually cooking Wednesday night dinner. And I'm so excited. And one of the things now that I'm going to do at Publix, fingers crossed, is I'm learning to be aprons, which is cooking in the front. So, like, I really feel God has done wonderful things. And keep up the good work, guys, because this is family. Thank you.
Are there any others this morning? All right. Well, it's wonderful to hear these testimonies, isn't it? Just a sense of encouragement and a great witness that indeed we are a church that welcomes you no matter who you are, just the way that you are. And so my prayer this morning is that we would truly embody that in every sense of who we are as a church, that we would always, always, always accept one another and love one another and be the kind of church who values you just the way you are. Let us pray. God, we are grateful for our church and for all these folks who will come this morning and place their membership with us. Help us to surround them with love and with care as a community of faith, a community of love, a community of forgiveness, a community of grace. All this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.